You may be seated as I invite the children forward for a children's message.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, I got down. Hope I can get back up when the time comes. Welcome to worship this morning. Glad you're here, Logan. Glad you're here. And I want to ask you a question. How was Christmas for you? Did you celebrate a holiday just a few weeks ago? A few days ago? Did you? Uh-huh. Was it good? Was it fun? What did you do? Tell me something what you did. What did you do? You decorated a Christmas tree. Good. What did you do? Open presents. What did you do? You don't know? What did you do, Sam?
I did all three things. Decorate Christmas tree, open presents, and play with the marbles.
Okay. What did you do? Graham? What did you do? Ah, that's a good one. You were with your family. Were you all with your family or were you by yourself? You were with family. Yeah. Did that feel good? Did you have aunts and uncles and cousins with you too? Just your, yeah, some of you did? Yeah.
There was only one of my cousins and my mama and also my dad.
Ah, well, don't give me any spoilers. I haven't seen that yet. Okay, well, I think that's really great that you had such a great time at Christmas. Do you know one of the reasons why we give presents? Presents are a big deal at Christmas, aren't they? Do you know why someone, why there's a reason why we give presents? Well, that's true, to show people that we love them. But you can show people that you love them all the time, can't you? What's another way besides giving presents that you could show people that you love them? Have any other ideas? Yeah?
So, like, when baby Jesus was born, he got presents?
Well, yeah, he did. He got presents when he was born, when he was a little older. The wise men brought gifts to baby Jesus, yeah. But you're right, Sam. Sometimes we give gifts for people, to people, to show them that we love them. But there are other ways to show people that you love them too. Like, I don't know, maybe giving them a hug?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just thinking of that.
Yeah, you were. Good for you. There are some people during the Christmas holidays
that don't celebrate.
Well, they don't celebrate Christmas, but some of them don't have any families to be with. And they don't have any body that gives them presents to show them that they love them, to show them that they're loved. But one thing we can always do, no matter where we are or what we are, what we're doing or who we are, we can always show people how much they are loved by the things we do for them. Maybe you do something special for somebody just because you want to do something special for them, and that's showing that you love them. So during the rest of the holiday season and even throughout the rest of the year, think of some things you could do for someone that would show them that you love them. Maybe you could give them a hug. Maybe you can write them a special note. Maybe you could draw them a special picture. And all of those things will show that you love them. And would you pray with me for just a little bit, if you wouldn't mind? Would you pray with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dear God,
thank you
for sending Jesus to be our special gift. Help us to find ways to show others that they are loved. Amen.